Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
WRHI 741 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 43 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer, and I'm so glad that Tyler plays good music because I can get my heart beat up as I do my cardio to the bumper music. And who knows better about cardio and the importance of keeping our hearts pumping than our guest this morning?
Yeah, this is Melissa Fulcher, and she is the program director for cardiac rehab at Carolina Cardiology. And good morning to you, Melissa.
Good morning.
You look so pretty in your red.
Thank you.
Which is such a perfect color for a healthy heart.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. And tell us a little bit about Carolina Cardiology.
Well, we did only intensive cardiac rehab by the Ornish Lifestyle Medicine Program. But recently, we found out that our traditional cardiac rehab in the area closed, so we're starting to do that as well. But what we want to do is help our community, the people who are affected by heart disease, that have had heart attacks, any kind of heart-related event, to live longer, live better quality lives. We've found, especially during COVID, that it doesn't just affect your heart, your lungs. COVID doesn't. It affects your heart as well, your vessels. It causes inflammation. And so a lot of the people are scared to go out now. You know, they're getting depressed. And that's one of the benefits we see of cardiac rehab.
You know, I can only imagine the importance of knowing how to help your heart rehab, because
right.
We think about, you know, someone that's maybe recovering from knee surgery and how they go to physical therapy and they're doing exercises, maybe familiar exercises, but that physical therapist, they know the boundaries of how mm-hmm. far to push to help help improve,
right?
Not add to the problem. When it's your heart, you want someone that knows how to help you improve without going too far and ultimately damaging further your heart.
Right. And research has shown that once you have any kind of heart event, just making those little changes at home, of course, they're going to help a little. But in the long run, it's not enough. Going and doing cardiac rehab is so important to prevent another event. Mm. To prevent surgery, to boost your immunity, to help with your quality of life, because a lot of people we see that have heart issues, you know, they're stuck at home.
Mm-hmm.
And that decreases your immunity.
Sure.
I mean, not just because of staying at home, but depression.
Oh, yeah.
We see a lot of depression scores when we have people come in. They're just bottomed out, just depressed.
Well, you're not active as much, probably.
Right.
You're probably not eating as healthy as you should. So it does compound the issue. Melissa, what would be your message to folks that maybe put a pause on their cardiac rehab because of COVID-19? Maybe they're scared to get out of their house. Maybe they don't know what the procedures that you all are taking there at Carolina Cardiology. What can you tell those folks?
We are doing everything we can to prevent COVID spread. We haven't had, knock on wood, a case yet. So, you know, we've been very, very lucky. But we do a COVID screen before anybody comes in. And then we also ask that if anybody just isn't feeling right, they don't come in to rehab that day. We'd prefer not to test anything. We have screens that we've put up in between all the exercise equipment and reduced our class sizes. You know, we have everything in place. Hand sanitizers are everywhere. Signs are everywhere. Keep your mask on. But all of us, our exercise physiologists, our dietitian, we're all doing everything we can just to keep everybody safe and help everybody to live better quality lives after a heart event.
I think it's great that, first of all, you're here today to put a perspective on where we are, because depression is real. And a lot of times you don't even realize how down you are until you have just even if it's a short little interaction with someone, you're like, "Oh, I feel better. What just happened here?" And it's like, I spoke to a person. Fear, you can't let fear control your life. Mm-hmm. You weigh the risk versus benefit. Right. And there's so much benefit to maintaining your schedule.
Yes.
To be heart healthy. Mm-hmm.
And I will have to say, we are a fun group over there.
I mean, oh, yeah.
We have people that are really sad on graduation day that don't want to leave. They want to come back. Aww. And we're like, we'd love for you to come back, but we don't want you to have another heart event. So let's not get there.
We like that. But to Patty's point, what is concerning a little bit is we've seen that with festivals and events. Once they get right. canceled, we understand year one. The second year, things start to be canceled or postponed. It starts falling off our calendars. The same thing can happen with going to the gym, going right. to rehab. It gets out of your daily routine. You don't think about it. I'll make the appointment later, and later mm-hmm. turns, to your point, 6 months later. Mm-hmm. It's still good to come no matter when, but it's better to keep that schedule up
right,
when
right.
you can, for sure. Well, don't let another day pass you by. I mean, truly, I mean, your heart is the ticker. It keeps everything
literally.
Going.
Yeah, so, you got to take care of yeah. your heart.
And so if you are one of those folks that maybe have just put it off, or maybe just I'll get to it later, or I'll get to it after COVID, as Melissa with Carolina Cardiology just described to us, they're doing everything that's expected of them and then some, just to make sure that you get in there with your rehab and have a healthy heart. So when COVID is over, then you can go do all the activities that you have been postponing because you could not do it.
Right. And that's just it. There's so many things that we can't control.
Sure.
But
this we can.
This is open. Yeah. It's available. Go for it.
And they're fun. Who wants? I no. We want to hang around
we
fun people. We love
ball.
That. We need to come by and hang out with y'all then.
We do. Come check us out. You can check us out and see. We do information meetings on Fridays.
Great.
So give us a call.
Okay.
What
time
is
on
your
Friday?
Address?
It is 1584 Constitution Boulevard. We're in the square.
So okay. you're right here in Rock Hill.
And
yes.
then on Fridays, what's the details of the events on Friday?
If they can call us,
okay.
they're about 30 minutes long. We tell you all about what we have to offer. And, you know, if you're interested, we get you set up and ready to go. But it's around 10 o'clock. And if you call and just reserve your seat, because we want to keep class sizes small. We want to make sure we can socially distance
sure.
during those. So we're trying to schedule people. But give us a call and we'll get you in.
Kick the tires.
There you right. go.
Couldn't hurt. Mm-hmm. Melissa Fulcher, again, is the program director for cardiac rehab at Carolina Cardiology.